A dozen Killick healers crawled onto her body and went to work, sterilizing her wounds and spinning silken bandages. As they labored, Saba recounted in a halting voice her discovery of the empty exoskeletons and the attack by Welk, then ended by noting that she had found 3 empty egg cells and killed only 2 immature assassins. She was worried that the 3rd had left early to stow away aboard the Shadow. One of the healers squatting over her opened skull purred an opinion, which C-3PO translated as,
"Patients with head wounds often suffer from hallucinations."
"It was no."
"Allow me." Leia laid a calming hand on the bearable's shoulder, then pointed to the arm lying next to Saba's truncated tail. "If it was a hallucination, how do you explain that?" One of the Killicks holding the stretcher began to clack its mandibles.
"The healers sometimes make grafts for the injured. In her delirium, Saba must have mistaken a joiner for a chiss. The nest is searching for his body now."
Saba raised her head.
"It was no."
"Let us handle this, Hisser." Han motioned Saba down, then asked, "Then how'd she get delirious in the first place? Where'd all these wounds come from?" It was one of the healers on her neck that answered.
"Oh, dear. She says Saba must have fallen after she was poisoned."
"Poisoned?" Leia gasped.
"Did this one not mention that?"
Saba asked. The healer on her head purred a comment.
"Head wounds often cause forgetfulness,"
C-3PO translated. The Killick on Saba's neck added,
"And they're very sorry about the poison. They hope you won't blast the nest."
"Blast the nest?" Leia looked to the healer that had spoken. "What's that mean?" It was the healer on Saba's leg that thrummed an answer.
"It's a powerful neurotoxic venom. It causes permanent paralysis, and they have no antidote."
"We've got to take her back." Han looked as worried and frustrated as Leia felt. There was no question of not taking Saba back. The bearable was clearly in danger of dying or being permanently paralyzed, and Silgol, the Jedi Master Healer, had an infirmary and a lab back on Ossus that would have the best resources to help her. Han turned to Cockmame.
"Catch Meewal and start prepping the Falcon."
The Nogri nodded and raced off toward the tunnel that led down to the hangar. Leia motioned the stretcher bearers after Cockmame. "Let's get her to the Falcon."
"Not so fast," Saba said. "The 3rd assassin? We must warn Master Skywalker."
Leia exchanged a concerned look with Han, then said gently,
"Saba, the Shadow is gone, remember? We won't be able to warn them until we reach Galactic Alliance space."
Jaina appeared alongside the litter with Zek and Alima.
"Saba, are you sure about the assassins?"
Alima asked.
"It really doesn't sound like..."
The inquiry was cut short when the severed arm rose off the stretcher and hit the Twi'lek in the chest.
"Yes, sure."
They reached the tunnel leading down to the hangar. Leia sent C-3PO on with the Killicks and Saba, then stopped at the entrance and turned to Jaina.
"How soon can you be ready?"
Jaina's jaw fell.
"Ready?"
"Yeah, to leave," Han said, coming in on cue. "You can't have much stuff to pack."
Jaina continued to look shocked for a moment. Then a shadow of her father's crooked grin came to her lips.
"Nice try, guys."
"Try?"
Han managed to sound outraged.
"You 3 are in way over your heads here. Unless you think Saba really did imagine those assassin bugs."
Alima's eyes flashed at the word bugs.
"They were real. But they weren't taught," Zek added.
"Maybe you'd better hurry back to the Falcon," Jaina said, starting to move back down the tunnel.
"Especially if Saba is right about where that 3rd assassin went. You'd better get the Falcon off this moon. I'll try to warn Aunt Mara through the Force."
Zek said,
"Do what you can with the Chiss. We'll keep things in check here."
He turned and started after Jaina.
"This isn't over, you know," Han said to their backs. "We're going to come back."
Jaina waved over her shoulder, but Alima remained where she was, in front of the Solos.
"I'll be going with you."
the Twi'lek said to Leia. Jaina and Zek both stopped and whirled around in surprise.
You will?
Jaina asked.
We didn't expect this, Zek said.
They'll need a guide, Alima explained.